When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies Baby. Every week on Movies Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies Baby wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies Baby with 5 Y's. Movies Baby!
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 86 of Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, the podcast where we read the worst reviews in the most dramatic fashion. My name is Christine.
My name is Alex. Hi, everyone. Welcome.
This week's...
Happy to have you here.
...theme. This week's theme is climbing gyms in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
It sure is. And my challenge from Josie was to find a review where the reviewer genuinely apologizes for the behavior of who they were with at the place reviewed. I had a blast with that one.
Really? Oh, good.
Yeah, because they were actually... Okay, I found one negative one, but didn't use it because it was like, I don't know, would have taken me an hour to get through. So they were all positive instead.
Oh, well, that's kind of a refreshing. Mm-hmm. I have an update before we get into climbing gyms.
Good, then I have an update as well. What's yours?
Okay, wait, why don't you tell yours first? Yours is more important.
Okay, so for those who don't know, we did a special stream on my Twitch channel for my haircut and made me to look like Joe Exotic, and it was a whole thing. We raised over $2,000 for the LGBTQ Freedom Fund, so thank you to everyone who donated. It was an incredible time. I had a blast. Anyway, I created like a somewhat of a highlight video. It includes a bleaching process that wasn't shown, and it includes footage from the stream. So if you want to watch that, you can subscribe to my new YouTube channel. Now, woo-hoo! I have one too. We're just kind of spread. I'm spreading myself
all over the place.
Yeah, I'm just
man-spreading.
Man-spreading my way through the internet. yeah, it's Xandy Schieffer, X-A-N-D-Y Schieffer. I have 2 subscribers right now.
So I'm one of them.
You're one of them, yeah. I'm going to upload it on the day that this episode goes live, sometime in the probably morning. So hopefully y'all are interested in watching me get my hair cut, because it was lots of fun and I had lots of fun editing that video.
If you're not interested in watching him get his hair cut, maybe you're interested in me cutting someone's hair. So you can watch it for that purpose as well.
Yes, it's also entertaining for that.
I also wanted to add that we got an email. This is my update. This was sent in by Mary. Okay, this is like big, hot intel right off the press. This is, the subject is Target Sheets, and Mary says, "Hey, Christine and Alex, I'm listening to your listener episode talking about the Target Sheets smelling like burgers and onions. I used to work at Target, and they also had slippers that smelled that way. I thought someone hid a burger in the shoes for weeks until I realized. We kept trying to send them back, and they said they were fine. Haven't heard this about the sheets, though. Love your podcast, Mary."
Weird. Oh my god, I hadn't seen that.
The conspiracy goes all the way to the top.
It deepens to the top.
It deepens all the way to Mary's role at the top of head of Target.
Head of Target. We got the head of Target.
I'm pretty sure that's what Mary does.
To weigh in on this crazy saga. Wow, that is something.
I just was very interested in that. So anyway, thank you, Mary, for the update.
Yes, thank you for that insight.
And now I'm ready to record if you are.
I'm ready. Why don't you go first, though?
Okay, here's the problem. I really struggled with this theme. Mm-hmm.
That's weird. I did not at all. Well, okay, I only found three, but they're like solid.
Some places just don't have Yelp, like don't have much on Yelp.
Oh yeah.
And then I did use a couple emails from listeners, but they were on Google, so I'm worried that you have the same ones, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I found gyms in Colorado Springs that came up when I typed in climbing gyms, so I figured
they might have a wall.
They might have a wall, like in the bathroom or something.
Dad's gym in Ohio, like random Blue Ash gym, had a climbing wall and was actually like decent.
Okay, well maybe that's the case. Let's pretend. So I started doing that. So this is a review of Iron Horse Physical Fitness Center. 1 star by Michael. If you want to know what it feels like to grab thunder and arm wrestle Zeus's dick with your butt.
Wait. Go on. I need to hear this.
If you want to know what it feels like to grab thunder and arm wrestle Zeus's dick with your butt, go here. So you can witness a bunch of 11 bang bangs demonstrate how large their upper body is while hiding the fact they haven't done legs in a while because of the solar eclipse. End of review.
Excuse me? Bang bangs? Is that something?
I googled that. It didn't come up with anything that made sense.
I thought I was the only one who called, like, who was considered a bang bang.
What does that mean?
I have my upper body strength. I just didn't know that word had gotten around to Colorado Springs yet.
Maybe people do call you that, so I guess maybe it's just spread all over the internet. Like your YouTube channel. Anyway, I didn't even know what the hell that was, so there it is for you and your ears.
I did enjoy that he was not wrestling Zeus's dick with his butt, but arm wrestling it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know where the arms come in, and I don't think I want to.
I don't either. Your turn.
Yay, my turn. This is a review of City Rock. This is a 1-star review by Raphael.
Okay, let me just check real quick, because I definitely used some City Rock one from...
Well, I have 3 City Rock ones, so...
Cool. So we probably did the same one. Anyway, it's not this one, so go ahead.
Okay, let's read this one. Is it the James? Is it a long one?
Yes, it is a long one, but yeah. I don't remember the name on it.
Does it start with worst climbing gym ever in all caps?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But that one was sent in by Julia. So instead, when you read it, we can just give Julia credit for it.
Perfect. Good plan. Here's what Raphael has to say. Well, it has enough walls, challenges, and ropes, but the staff is rude and abrasive sometimes. I brought a superior from work who has climbing experience, and the staff threatened to fail him on the belay test for doing a tiny joke answering a question. End of review.
It's like, do you have any illnesses? Yeah, sometimes I just like faint in midair. Ha 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 ha. No, we're not going to let you climb this large wall.
The fact that this person gets upset that the gym is taking safety seriously... Excuse you?
Like, he doesn't get my sense of humor. It's like, that's not the place to test out your new joke, your new stand-up routine.
Exactly. And in the owner response, they did say, we do take testing seriously. As if they have to explain that. Or
that's one of those weird insults where they're like, I guess that's sort of a positive, actually.
Yeah.
Like, I think maybe that's a good thing that we don't like his hilarious jokes during our important training.
The thing is, like, if you go to a new gym... They are not going to know you. They don't know how experienced you are. They don't know that you've been climbing for whatever number of years. So they're going to have to test you.
Yeah, but it's Raphael's superior, so they should have known. His superior, he's next level.
Yeah. I mean, the number of belay tests I've had to take, and I'm not even that experienced, but like, it's just normal. It's just the way it goes.
Oh, yeah, Alexander Rock climbs.
Yeah.
In case you
not right
know.
Now.
Not right now. Earlier when you said maybe it has a wall and I said yeah maybe in the bathroom, I thought you were joking, like maybe there's just like a wall to climb.
Oh.
And so I was like, haha, yeah, maybe like a bathroom stall. And then you were like, yeah, like Dad's gym has like a And I went, oh, I'm an idiot. Okay.
I didn't hear you say the bathroom.
Well, you'll hear it when editing goes through.
That's hilarious. I don't know why how I missed that. I think I was just
because
thinking,
you were explaining a real thing and I was
that's
just
so funny.
Muttering under my breath about climbing bathroom stalls. So I just want to apologize in advance for that line.
Liz and I would go to that gym that Dad used and like they had a legitimate like climbing. Like
up in
they
Blue
had a few
Ash?
Ropes and everything. Yeah.
Is that the Blue Ash gym? That was a very intense place. I was like very impressed. That was back when I actually worked out and I was like, damn, this place is legit.
Bad times.
But then they were like, you're an adult, so you can't like come here for free anymore just because he's your dad. So bye-bye, Jim. Okay. I was like, I just want to climb the bathroom stalls a few times while I wait for my dad to finish his personal training routine on the treadmill or whatever. Remember when Dad discovered what an elliptical was and like kept explaining it to me? And I was like, yeah, I know what that is. I think so. Oh, he's like, I read The New Yorker while I do my elliptical. I was like, oh, Christ. Okay. Anyway, this happened again where now I'm at a, and I didn't even realize these were not climbing gyms at first. I just read the reviews. So this is Lifetime Fitness. And this is a 1-star review by MD. Terrible place. Don't go. I was injured there at the outdoor pool by a flying tent. I was injured there at the outdoor pool by a flying tent. I'm suing them for negligence. End of review.
A tent? So at first I was thinking like camping, like someone's camping on the gym property. Now I'm like, okay, maybe they just had some sort of setup with like smoothie samples underneath.
Yeah, I think that must be what it is, because if you're in the pool at a gym, it must be the smoothie tent coming smoothie. In hot.
Buy our also, smoothies.
Oh my god. Yeah, like poking him right in the eye. I've developed this theory where I think the more vocal you are on the internet about suing someone, the less likely it is that you're actually suing them, because I think writing I'm suing them has more weight to it than like, you know, actually doing it behind the scenes, or at least I think it does on Yelp. So I have a feeling this,
I like that theory,
the suing didn't actually happen, but I just love,
I hope that's
that.
True.
I love that the number of people who say they're suing people, I'm like, there's no way.
There's no way. Because
then Yelp Legal, like Yelp Legal would be an entire different like law practice that Renee would probably have majored in at OSU. I don't think you major in anything. I don't really know how it works, but anyway.
What type of law are you in? You know, the online reviews kind?
the one star protection suits. Anyway.
But yeah, I feel like it's just people trying to get something out of it.
Yeah, like to make like make a statement.
Yeah, and or maybe having the gym respond saying like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Please take this free whatever, or take this."
Yes, we'll sue us.
Give you a refund.
It's like when people think it has weight to say like, "I'm going to review you on Yelp," and then they're like, and then he looked so scared, and I'm like, yeah, I'm sure the owner of Walmart looked so scared that you're going to comment about him on Yelp.
They gave me some free chips and salsa because of it.
They gave me a free smoothie after it got fished out of the pool. Your turn.
All right. My next review is by Josh, 1-star of City Rock. The staff is lugubrious with very little knowledge about lead climbing. They tend to have little respect towards the customers and grunt at the fact that they have to do anything along the lines of their job description. They are garrulous when explaining simple ideas such as belaying or how the harness works. My recommendation is to leave City Rock and go straight to Springs Climbing Center, where respect of the climbing is given. End of review.
And where they give you a free thesaurus whenever you use their elliptical. This is okay. First of all, that was also emailed to us, so I just want to so I'm actually glad, because I suddenly had 6 reviews and I was like, this is a lot, but so now we're sharing some of them.
You're like, yeah, that's hilarious.
Let me see. Okay, who good. Sent this in. Oh, Grant.
Yeah,
he says, I have something with like 85 commas, and then says, you may want with like 85 dot dot dots, and then said that they audibly screamed and almost crashed their car when we said we were doing Colorado Springs, and then sent this review. So also thank you to Grant, who found that same beautiful
thank you
thing.
Grant
garrulous. Wow.
Yeah, I actually
lugubrious.
I did Google both of those. So
can you describe what they mean to me?
Yeah, lugubrious. If I remember correctly, was like lacking interest, like was or looking or sounding sad and dismal.
Okay.
And then garrulous is excessively talkative.
Wow.
Especially on trivial matters. So listen to what they thought that the staff was. Excessively talkative, especially on trivial matters. Okay.
Okay, wait, hold on. I want to request first. Hey, can you use it in a sentence?
Absolutely. I have one right here. They are garrulous when explaining simple ideas such as belaying or how the harness works.
Oh, I see.
Literally when it comes to the most important safety aspects.
How to not fall off a mountain.
When they're of the most important safety aspects, they are, quote, excessively talkative, especially on trivial matters. Person thinks that how the harness works and belaying are trivial matters.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And for those who don't know, belaying is when you're at the bottom holding the rope, keeping the person who's climbing alive
and not plummeting to their death.
Yeah. And the harness, if you don't have that harness on right.
Yeah, what the hell?
That's not good.
A worthless argument.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can't with those words. Lugubrious. I mean, wow. I like to have both of those words in one paragraph is like, what are you trying to prove, Josh? I mean, but the voice you used too, though, that was like reminiscent of Hat Guy again from the comic book store. Like, my zine is better than anyone's zine. It's more lugubrious than all of your zines combined.
Well, I think that Josh is the chief editor of the zine Climbing Weekly. But
Climbing Weekly. Oh, my God. The thesaurus this guy must have. Okay. Let's see. Okay, so I'm glad you did those two. So let's see. I have now one. This is of a climbing gym technically in California. I'm sorry about
Christina,
that.
Christina, my God.
I typed in, because then I was so frustrated that I couldn't find, I literally found nothing.
Like, wait, is it my gym? Which one is it?
No, I just typed in climbing gym on Yelp to see what would happen. Oh. And the first one had a good one. So I just clicked it. I was very frustrated because I literally hadn't found one single one.
Yeah.
So I just was like, I need to find a climbing gym review. So I found one. And this is 1 star by Peter. I'm so sorry, everyone, by the way. This is of The Wall Climbing Gym in Vista, California, which is near Colorado, sort of. This is 1 star by Peter. I was here with the kids to have them climb. One of the workers rudely told us to get out of the gym area after one of the kids touched something that almost fell. Well, if it was properly secured, that wouldn't have been an issue, so probably not the safest place anyway. After I asked, why didn't someone tell us? Then he said, well, there is a sign. But we were right there in front of you for 5 mins while you watched us? What a smartass he was. He could have explained nicely the situation instead of snap at me, rude. Then he tried to stare me down. He climbs for a living. I teach jujitsu for a living. If only my kids weren't with me. ... End of review. Oh, my goodness.
That is not what I expected to hear.
Not quite.
He climbs for a living? Well, guess what, mister?
That's what I do.
I teach jujitsu. Like, wait, what?
Wait, hold on. What is that? I fail to see the parallel here, but...
You do something that requires physical strength and... So do I.
And so do I.
Gotcha.
But I have kids here. That's the only thing stopping me from breaking you in two.
Yeah, that's I hate how people think that's a good look for them. You know,
to like threaten someone vaguely. Yeah. On the internet. Yeah,
I remember someone in high school was like we were arguing about something dumb. Like it wasn't
that
anything.
That sounds about right.
Like just typical high school stuff. And his argument was literally, I could beat you up. And I was like, I know. I was like, I didn't know what to say. Cause I was like, yeah, I know.
You'd be like, do it.
And if you knew me in high school, like, of course you could. Like,
nobody's arguing that you were going to beat them up. It's so weird. Also, it's not impressive to say I could beat you up. It's like, okay, well then do it. Like, I don't understand. Okay.
Hair thinning impacts a lot of us. In fact, over half of us will experience hair thinning at some point in our lives. It's not only common, it's normal. Join the over 1 million people who are doing something about it with Nutrafol. I know you've probably heard this from me a million times, but I've been using Nutrafol for years. I have gotten compliments from people who've known me my whole life asking how I got my hair to look so much thicker. I've always struggled with thinning hair, hair loss, just thin hair in general. And so, you know, it's been a lifesaver to have Nutrafol, and my hair feels healthier than ever. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And it's Mother's Day, so what a great gift idea. Wink, wink. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BEACH2SANDY. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Anyway, but yeah, that was something. And like, I love how, it's like, I can't read. What, you should have just said something, smartass.
How come you said it, but not nice? Like, you didn't say it nice enough. Like, you did say it. I just love that he's like, oh, he says there's this. Also, my kid touched something that almost fell. Well, it clearly wasn't secured properly. It's like, oh, okay. I see. So your kid's not the problem. And I will say that the owner did respond. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it was really kind, like way kinder than my initial thought. And then they said very gently that children are not allowed in the fitness area, which is stated in their orientation and on several signs. But they said they are so disappointed when things like this happen, and they will be having one-on-one sessions with employees to ensure it never happens again. Then they extended a one-month membership to everyone in his family. So I was like, geez, this is a nice guy.
This shit works.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
So. I know, unfortunately. But so that was that on that. So if you happen to be in Vista, California, wherever that is, good luck. I assume that's probably near LA-ish, because I feel like anytime I type something in on Yelp, it automatically directs me to the LA area. But I don't know.
Maybe Vista is where Yelp is headquartered.
Oh, they're just trying to draw you into their little center.
Well, I don't know. Yelp headquarters. San Francisco. How do we not know this?
Oh, it is California.
What a surprise.
Oh, I know.
No, but Vista is closer to like San Diego, I believe.
Okay.
It's in San Diego County. Yeah, just checked. Okay.
Anyway, your turn.
Sorry. Okay. Yes. So this is my last one, but I promise you it is a doozy.
I'm excited.
I'm going to use a fake name. I'm going to use a name Tina for the... There's someone named in the review that I'd like to make a fake name for, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So this is a one-star review by James.
Is this one Julia also sent?
Yes. Thank you, Julia.
Okay, got it. Cool.
Worst climbing gym ever. I've been a climber for going on 10 years and a member with 6 companies, over 20 actual gyms all across the U.S., and have probably climbed with every pro climber in America you've ever heard of.
Oh, so 0. Congratulations. I'm so happy for you. Sorry, continue.
I can't say it's 0 for me, but...
Oh, I know. You probably get the zine, the weekly zine.
Not to mention climbing in all styles and many outdoor areas all across the country. The experience I've had at City Rock is beyond awful. After 2 months of paying full price for partial access to this mediocre at best facility, I have had multiple experiences with an employee. Shoulder length brown hair, dark glasses, exceptionally glib, and a royal case of resting bitch face was super rude to me twice. The first time, she all but told me to get the hell out of the gym when they were closed for a day for renovations.
How did he get in? She's like, please leave. There's a crane coming your way.
And it's also sounds like this wasn't the first run-in that this employee has had with this person.
Oh, God.
I chose not to complain about this experience at the time, as I figured I would let it go. After the second experience, I must relay this nonsense. I was in the gym, bouldering. Tina approached me yet again to tell me to remove my headphones, as she was concerned she would not be able to get my attention, an action she had literally just completed. This is terrible.
Oh my god, Tina, you bitch! How dare you?
And I love how it says, approach me yet again.
Yet, oh, see, this is the problem. You're right. Like, they're clearly indicating that this is an ongoing issue, and like, they're just not, they're choosing to ignore several details.
This employee doing their job is not the one at fault. Okay.
Like, Tina doesn't want to approach you. Tina wants nothing to do with you, ideally. Nobody wants to approach you. Yeah.
She told me, in an exceptionally blunt tone, that I would be kicked out of the gym should I wear a second headphone. This policy was just enacted and was clearly written by someone with a personal vendetta against headphones. The only language posted in the gym about it is written most passive-aggressively, basically implies people who listen to headphones while at the climbing gym are somehow less than. If I had to guess, I imagine City Rock's management could not adequately define five different scenarios that this policy of staff needing to communicate with an en route boulderer would even be implemented. The long and the short of this is, headphones at the gym are a problem because the gym's management is making it a problem. Upon being treated so vindictively for absolutely no reason by Tina, in conjunction with the lackluster experience regarding the ongoing renovations, I, along with four of my family members, will be canceling our memberships and going to Pure. Hope your 100% pointless policy is worth thousands of dollars to you. Like, it literally seems they've gone with this policy to give the staff something to do. As in, be the headphone Gestapo. I can confidently say this is the worst climbing gym ever. By the way, do yourself a favor and fire Tina. End of review.
Poor Tina. I mean, really. Tina just wanted a summer job and... Oh, James is an asshole.
Like, how insane of a person do you have to be to compare a climbing gym staff... to Nazis because of their headphone policy.
But did you see, Alexander, how passive aggressively the sign was written? Because I think you'll change your mind, because you know how the Gestapo is traditionally very passive aggressive. Like, if you read the sign, it doesn't even have a smiley face on it. It just says, please don't wear two headphones.
It doesn't even say bra in it. Come on.
No.
This is just bad. I mean, and to like call out a specific member of the staff and say you should fire them, that's so fucked up. Tina here did not create this policy.
No, leave Tina alone.
Tina is enforcing a policy
so that you don't die.
Yeah. And also, like, personally, when I climb, I do wear headphones. I've never been, like, my gyms have never had that policy. But it, based on what James is saying, it's just one earbud in. Like, if you have one in, you're okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get it. If there's a rule, just fucking do it.
Yeah, but that's the, like, same people who don't wear masks, because how dare you tell them to wear masks so passive-aggressively. Like, yeah. That's just the same kind of attitude that doesn't make logical sense. That's true. And is for your safety, but, like, people still don't give a shit.
Yeah. There was a response from the owner.
Oh, okay. Good.
So I'm not going to read the whole thing. And also, I did cut out, I think, a paragraph or two of James's, because it was just... way too much rambling. Right. But here we go. This is a response from the owner. Thank you for your patience while I discuss this situation with my employee and her manager before replying to your email. I believe it only fair to discuss situations with everyone involved. So I just want to make a note. I assume that's what they wrote before they finish the review.
Oh,
to
I
like
see.
Say, hey, I hear you. I'm going to discuss it. We'll get back to you.
Sure.
And here we go. It's clear that you are very angry with the way you were treated, and I am sorry you felt as though you were belittled. That is never our intention. I've discussed and coached the employee in question on the best way to approach our guests when discussing a safety policy. Thank you for the opportunity to do this. I will not be relieving this employee of her duties. I believe in coaching and correcting, not simply terminating people. Sometimes how we think we are presenting ourselves and the perception of others doesn't quite match up. I would like to clarify why we ask that our guests don't wear two headphones. I understand that there may be other gyms that don't have this policy, but there are other gyms that do. Pure is an awesome place to climb, and we support our fellow climbing gyms. Pure and City Rock are also very different gyms. We have roped climbing here, including auto belays, and there is a very high rate of injury slash accidents with this type of climbing. We find it a best practice to limit headphones to only one, so we are able to communicate with our climbers in case of an emergency. Climbing is inherently dangerous, and risk mitigation is something we take very seriously. Yeah, so like
smiley face.
Auto belays are like where you don't have somebody.
Do you remember when I did that and I got stuck? Because I was so hilarious. It wasn't
you're
hilarious.
Freaking. Well, because you get to the top and you're like, you have to trust this machine. And it's funny, like, because the machine is like they're fail safes and everything. Like, you're safer than
You'd
with a
think
person.
That it
and
makes
yet
more
it
sense.
Doesn't feel that way.
Which is why I did it, because I was like, oh, well, this way I don't have to like freak anyone out who's trying to belay me at the bottom. It'll just be a machine. And then you got to the top. And they were like, well, you just have to throw your body off of this wall.
Yeah, you
wall.
Just have to let go. And
I was like,
let
what do you mean
fall.
Let go? I can't just let go. So then I started climbing down and everyone freaked and was like, Christine, you have to like jump off.
Like, no, you don't do that.
I was really freaky. I was like, Alexander, you need to get an employee, which I never do. I'm like so conflict averse or like, I don't want to be a bother, but I'm like, Alexander, you have to get an employee. You're like, I'm not getting an employee. I was like, you have to get an employee because I'm going to be up here for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And so eventually, I don't know what happened, but
you ended up just coming down.
Your poor friend was there. Like Liz was there like, what do we do?
I mean, Liz is like so encouraged. She's like the best to climb with because she's so encouraging and like just the sweetest no matter what's going on.
There was like there were multiple people laughing because I remember I looked around. I just kind of hung out up there. Yeah, I hung out there for a long time because I couldn't get down. And then I looked around and people were just kind of watching for a while. And I was like, well, this has just become a spectacle.
I mean, there are so, Christina, there's so many worse things you can do in a climbing gym. Don't worry.
Mortified.
You could be like James.
I started
crying
on top of a wall. It was so bad. Anyway.
Good times.
I got down and I vowed never to do that again. So here I am on the ground, the safe ground.
It's because like when you have someone belaying for you, you can let go and you can feel yourself being held
up. The tension is there.
Yeah. But if you're using an auto belay, if you let go, you just start dropping.
And like your rope is slack until you like go a certain, drop a certain amount. And so my whole body, my whole like intuition slash body was like, well, don't fucking throw yourself off this wall.
Yeah.
Like, 'cause then I started to kind of drop and you were like, no, you have to like push off.
You have to like really just let yourself just like
plummet.
Float to the ground. It's not like plummet makes it sound like you're going like at
but
like terminal velocity.
That's what it is for like 0.2 seconds until it stops. But like
that's not how it works. That's not how terminal velocity works, but yes.
Okay, anyway, point being, I understand why they say don't put in two headphones because maybe we need you to pay attention to the rules and like if there's something wrong.
Yeah, exactly. But so I'm going to read the last paragraph. I value feedback from our customers, but would encourage you to contact management prior to slanderous internet reviews containing individuals' first names. I find it completely unnecessary and very inappropriate. Should you choose to terminate your membership, we'll be happy to refund your June membership dues, as well as the initiation fee you paid in April of this year. Additionally, we can continue this conversation via email should you feel the need. Again, thank you for the feedback. We at City Rock hope you continue to enjoy climbing as much as we do. Thank you, Heather.
So all the responses are so much more professional and like courteous than any of the reviews.
These people
didn't
deserve these responses, but it just shows.
Right.
I mean, it shows like the level of bullshit these companies have to put up with, but also like the high road that they take. And it's impressive, honestly. And that's what I said about climbing gyms before you did this. They're chill places generally. Like generally, and the people who work there, the people who are there, I've never had an actual bad experience. I'm sure they happen, but like generally they're pretty chill places.
Like they're not trying to ruin your day.
Yeah.
You know, at least most of the time.
Most of the time.
I will also say you did change, you changed the name, right?
Of the employee.
Tina's?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Just curious.
I made Tina up because I'm thinking Bob's Burgers today for some reason.
Oh, cute. Man, poor Tina. Now I'm just even sadder for Tina. But I have one more here. This was sent in by Aaron, who says, hi, ex-sibs, which is fun. Like,
love that.
Letter X. I don't know much about rock climbing gyms here, but I see people climbing a lot in the Garden of the Gods. So I'm attaching a 1-star review of this beautiful free attraction in our city. So this is a review. So thank you, Aaron. This is a 1-star review of what's it called? Gods? Garden of the Gods.
Garden of the Gods.
Yeah. Justin gave it a 1-star review. It seems to be a common statement that Garden of the Gods is the highlight of Colorado Springs. If that really is true, then it's a perfect representation of the repulsive, laughable, and downright appalling nature that is Colorado Springs and really all of Colorado. This is literally nothing but a pile of rocks. Unlike the beach, which is a different experience every time you attend and contains a countless amount of adventures to be had, these pebbles don't change. They don't change during the seasons, they don't change during weather conditions, yet on every repeat visit it always manages to feel like that feeling of disappointment that there's less to experience this trip than the one before, despite having nothing noteworthy on the original trip to begin with. How is that possible? Colorado Springs finds a way. I mean, what can you actually do with a pile of rocks? The only possible answer you've come up with is climb them, but guess what? You can't even climb the damn things without going through the hassle of getting a permit. The worst part, though, is the fact that the locals make a bunch of crap up just to make excuses for the fact that such a cruddy little area exists where they live. Crap like, these rocks look like kissing camels. No.
Is that real?
I assume it must be, right? Like two rocks that look like that? I don't know.
Oh my god, it's real.
Does it look like that?
Aw, yeah.
It does?
I mean, yeah. I can see it if you squint.
If you squint. Well, okay.
No, I
mean,
I think so.
Why not?
So.
Crap like, these rocks look like kissing camels. No, they don't. Really, they don't. Even the offensively pompous title of this place sucks. If this place is truly a land of gods, then a walkthrough of this area will convert you to atheism faster than reading a book by Richard Dawkins or Christopher Hitchens. Yeah, it's free, but so is drinking your own urine. Doesn't mean it's worth doing. If you've never been here before and have only been within 100 miles of this area, then you've been there far too many times than necessary. End of review.
What an exhausting life.
I know, to be so
that's
angry
so
about something that's not even like intentionally at you.
It's so cynical. Like, come on. I mean, maybe like for some reason there's something very personal going on here. Like, this place has been pushed on them their whole life.
And this
and
is where they
like,
got dumped also.
Yes, just a lot going on.
Under the
so they might just
camels.
Have things going on in their life. You know, I'll give them a little bit of benefit of the doubt. But leave the kissing camels alone. They actually kind of look like, the more I look, I have it up on my second monitor here. I see it.
Oh, your
These camels
monitor.
Are lovely. They're forever in love too.
I'm putting this on my second monitor, aka my cell phone. Kissing camel. Aww.
It's kind of cute, they right? Like that someone looked at that and was like,
to me, they look
camels.
Like turtles.
Mm.
You know,
I don't
like
think so.
Turtles with big shells.
No, I think it looks like, look at the one on the left. Looks like a camel lying down, you know?
Yeah. It looks like a and turtle to me.
I don't see the turtles as
really?
Much as camels. I actually see camels more.
Well, comment below with what you see. Anyway.
Please don't.
Yeah, so that's that. I do like that they somehow expect that, like the beach, the pebbles should change every time they show up.
It's
which is
ridiculous.
A really weird
so
thing
ridiculous.
To request of a rock formation, that it be different every time you show up.
Yeah, that's literally not the point.
Not the point. And also, like, what can you do with a pile of... Like, what do you expect? What do you want to do, put a yeah. condo building there? Like, I don't understand, like, what purpose...
Yeah, wait, how many times have they been there? Why do they keep going?
Probably that's... Where their true love left them at the altar under the kissing camels.
They sleepwalk at night and end up there.
They find, that's right. Subconsciously, they're drawn there, which is why they're so angry.
Oh, God.
At the place.
Yeah. Okay, time for my challenge?
Yes.
Let's fucking go. Josie, thank you for this one. I like this one. It was to find a review where the reviewer genuinely apologizes for the behavior of who they were with at the place being reviewed. Part of this also was I said that I would try to find a review where they apologized for their own behavior.
Yeah.
And I did find one.
Oh, okay.
And I'm
going to
read that first.
Okay.
So this is like a two-parter, or three-parter, sorry. It's a review, a response, and then the apology. So ready?
Yep.
The first one was a 5-star review, June 17th, 2019. This is a 5-star review of an optometrist in Daly City, California, written by Kelly. 5 stars. I called and was given an appointment within 2 days. Front desk clerk was very nice, as well as a doctor. After the exam, I was given a trial pair of contact lenses. I was then informed that they can order my lenses and they will hold my prescription. I would have liked to get my prescription, so I may search different prices. But overall, great place, and for a year of lenses, it would be $300 with a mail-in rebate of $50. That seems pretty cheap. But again, would like to have had the option to see if anything was cheaper. Great experience overall. Getting ready to call and order them from the office. End of review. So then, a couple weeks later, the owner responded and said, it was really good talking to you, Kelly. Your feedback has been valuable and we appreciate it. We apologize that that's what got communicated to you about your contact lens prescription. Just as a note for all our patients, the contact lens prescription belongs to you once we do the contact lens exam slash fitting and finalize the prescription. Simply ask for it after your exam if you'd like a copy for your record. Thanks. So saying like, you can just have it, yeah. The prescription. And then Kelly updated review.
Oh, I see.
Also 5 stars. So like originally left 5 stars, which was great, despite having a little bit of feedback.
Sure.
5 stars said, thank you, Dr. Costa. I agree. And I apologize for my misunderstanding. And I would like to thank you for the trial pair of lenses and for speaking to me personally. End of review.
Wow.
How wholesome
this
was
is
that?
The most wholesome experience Yelp has ever seen.
Yeah. So big shout out to the doctor. Big shout out to Kelly. Keeping us happy today.
Big
that
shout
was
out.
So nice.
Big shout out to Big Contact.
Big
just
Contact.
Just making money left and right.
My eyes. Wait, is that what it goes?
Who?
Look with your special eyes. What's that? Isn't that like 1-800-CONTACTS?
Oh, I don't Never know. Mind. I know that in SpongeBob, he yells my leg. I thought that's what you meant.
Nope, that's not that. Okay. But
did
yes,
you know that I once met the guy who yells my leg?
Oh, you did tell me that, yes.
I don't know why. I clearly just inserted that anecdote.
Yeah,
for
no
the sake of
you
telling
to
it.
Say that.
My bad. I would like to apologize for my previous behavior.
That is your claim to fame. I'm surprised you're not verified on Instagram.
You know what? You
just based
go
on that.
Jump off a kissing camel.
Oh, the dream. Okay. I mean, I have slept walk before, so we'll see.
Oh, God. I don't want to come pick you up if that happens.
Can you imagine I sleepwalk for like days and end up at the Kissing Camels in Colorado Springs?
It's like the Mecca for sleepwalkers.
Okay. My next review is a review of Panchita's Restaurant in San Francisco by Nikki. This is a 4-star review. Thank you, Panchita's, for being open late all those nights we'd be drunk in the mission. I apologize for my friend muttering, where's my fucking tacos? Over and over. He went home slightly more sober, thanks to your delicious pupusas. End of review.
Wait, so he's like, where's my tacos? And then he ate pupusas.
And then he ate pupusas and sobered up.
Oh, that's good.
Good stuff. Okay. My next one is a 5-star review of a restaurant called Zoe's in Virginia Beach, Virginia. This is written by Lauren. Lauren says, my parents are regulars here and surprised me for my 23rd birthday last weekend. It was amazing. We were seated in the large booth by the entrance and had a personalized card on the table welcoming me. To start, the bread, butter, and rosemary hardened breadsticks they bring out are yummy. I had the crab bisque, amazing, and the 8-ounce filet with the Oscar crab added, and it was amazing. Seriously, my taste buds exploded. Everyone enjoyed our dinner, and Kathy was a great waitress. Kathy, if you see this, I apologize for my parents' behavior in calling you Angel all night. They love you. I felt special, and I really felt like they cared about me enjoying myself. Also, try the blueberry martini. Delicious. I sure hope to be back next time I'm in town. End of review.
Angel. That's so cute, because it's like apologizing for a well-intentioned, but maybe not awesomely received.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure the exactly. parents weren't, like, trying to insult her, but it's probably not necessarily everyone's favorite pet name.
Well, I think it was, Josie mentioned, she tried to order in Spanish when all the servers speak English kind of thing. Like, you know, like, the intention is good.
Right, you're right.
Like, that's what her
you're
mom
right.
does.
Just, like, side note. Sorry yeah, if that was weird.
And so that's just like, I feel like we'd have things, anyone would have things for their parents that were like, sorry, my parents were like this at the restaurant.
Aww.
But like, even though the parents meant well, it's just like,
aww.
I know that it might make you uncomfortable kind of thing.
Yeah. I like it. I like it.
Yeah. My final one is of the Children's Hospital, Los Angeles.
Aw.
This is by M. 5 stars. Dear Lab Tech Andrew, I apologize for my argumentative screaming child, though he was not happy. It was nice that you made an effort to distract and make him feel comfortable. In his state of distress, he didn't even feel the needle. He only freaked out once he saw it. Oh. Thanks for being a good sport. I hope your eardrums have recovered. End of review.
Please don't sue me for your future ear care.
Right.
Aw, that's sweet. Poor baby.
This whole challenge was so hot, fun and wholesome for me. There was one where it was like this fucking back and forth with the owners because this person brought their like a big group or something to this restaurant. They got a specific type of meal and it was like specific courses and it was like timed or whatever. And they complained about how long everything took. And the owner was like, well, here's how I remember it. I came over once someone told me about what was going on and your friend started throwing the F word around at me. And so the only apology, it was still a 1-star review, was them saying, I'm sorry my friend said the F word, but... and then like, it was
douchey.
Just so negative. The
a
whole
fake
thing was
apology.
It was like one of those like things like, well, that's the only thing we did wrong.
Or
here.
Like, sorry you feel that way, but...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it was a place where it was like a 20% tip was included automatically. And they're like, we don't want this as part of it. And the person said, okay, well then, please leave. It's all covered. We'll cover it.
That's how bad it was.
That's how bad it got.
No, that's just so sad.
Anyway, sorry for that weird rant. But it was negative and everything else was positive. So I was like, I just want to keep the positive things, keep the good times rolling. And then after them, explain the negative to everyone to ruin it anyway.
To ruin it anyway. You're like me.
I'm very happy with how it turned out.
Aww.
So thank you, Josie, for that.
Cool. I can't believe it's over.
That's it. That's our show. Like, we're retiring.
It's over. Goodbye forever. Just kidding. You're stuck with us. Cool. Well, so, Alexander, I have to come up with a theme. Uh-oh.
Is that why you've been looking at your phone the last 20 minutes?
No. No. Okay, I have a theme.
What's your theme? Not that we've just haven't just been talking about it.
Okay. I'm so excited. The theme for next week is... jails in Texas.
This is gonna be fucking crazy.
It's gonna be bad. It's gonna be rough.
Yeah, we decided, like, we talked about this. So she came up with jails and we were like, where do we go? And she was like, what about Texas? And I was like, oh yeah, there's some cities we haven't done in Texas. And then we were like, why don't we just do all of Texas?
All of Texas. Like,
all of Texas. So
I'm excited.
I'm excited as well. It's gonna be some weird shit. And now it's time for your challenge. This is courtesy of Victoria. Thank you, Victoria. Your challenge is to find a review of a dog park where the owners were the problem, not the dogs.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Oh, there's going to be some complainers out there.
Yeah, I bet there's some problematic owners out there. And problematic owners writing reviews and problematic owners having reviews written of them.
I will also add that as someone who goes to dog parks frequently, I've been witness to many of these incidents. So,
You know what? I love my nephew Gio, but I don't miss going to the dog park.
No,
I know a lot of people love it and it's like a thing, but for me, it's not my thing.
I like going to the dog park, but only if I stand by myself and listen to music and no one talks to me because I don't want to have human interaction.
It stresses me out for some reason. But then again, the ones in LA are like all dirt. So it's like not even fun
no
to like
grass. It's
nothing
like,
to
yeah,
look at.
No and water.
It's like, just kind of stressful and just busy and lots of things going on.
And everyone yelping about each other. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, right. My God. That's all I do. I just sit on Yelp when I'm out there. It's a problem.
That's all we do ever these days.
True.
Anyway.
True.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. We will see you next week in prison.
Can't wait to see you there. Bye.